US President Donald Trump has angered many in his decision to withdraw troops that sit on the Syrian Democratic Forces-held border between Syria and Turkey. The SDF, which is largely made up of Kurdish militia and therefore colloquially known as Kurds, have been allies to the US and helped capture 10,000 Islamic State fighters. However, President Trump's decision has been labelled as abandonment of the Kurds, as some say it will effectively give Turkey the green light to invade the Syrian border. Samantha Smith has more.
One of the world's most complex geopolitical regions is about to get even more complicated. In a move many have called abandonment, President Donald Trump has started to withdraw US troops from the Syria and Turkey border, and once the US troops have completely left the border, the Kurdish-held region could be under threat of attack from Turkey, as well as the Syrian government. I asked Charles Sturt University's director and lecturer in theology, philosophy and history, Mehmet Ozarp, why President Trump decided to withdraw the troops in the first place.
Well, the issue is really what Turkey is doing at the moment. And the president of Turkey, Erdogan, is pushing for a presence, military presence in northern Syria. And he's doing that for two reasons. And one of them is Turkey has always worried about an existential issue of having Kurds in its southeastern Turkey asking for independence. So basically, in northern Iraq, the Kurds have an autonomous region, and if the same autonomous region is established in northern Syria, the Kurdish populations in southeast of Turkey will want something similar. So Erdogan wants to prevent the establishment of an autonomous Kurdish region, and he put pressure on Trump. And Trump has previously also said that what are we doing in Syria for? Let's pull out. Was arguing to his administration that U.S. should not have any presence in Syria. And I think Erdogan seems to have convinced him that that is a good thing to do.
And this pressure you're referencing, it's been reported, came over a phone conversation over the weekend between Erdogan and Trump. But the interesting thing is that Trump also tweeted that if Turkey were to do anything he considers off limits, then he would, quote, obliterate the Turkish economy. So how do we make sense of these two actions?
As soon as Trump said that U.S. is going to pull out, he must have had some warning from the administration about the risks and dangers, and then he's tweeting again. I don't think Trump has a policy of Syria. I don't think he cares about Syria. I think he sees Syria as an economic sinkhole.
And it's interesting that you raise that point that he doesn't seem to care about Syria. He even took that statement a one step further by saying he's acting within his nation's best interest by taking his troops out. But people within his own party have said this goes against the U.S. best interests because they are effectively abandoning the Kurdish, and that seems to go against the national interest of the U.S.
Any time that they have had some sort of a relationship with the United States, the United States has abandoned them. It happened in northern Iraq as well, when Kurds helped Saddam against Saddam Hussein, and then they were left on their own. But that indecision in the U.S. administration and differences in what Syria policy should be has been there from the start, even the Obama era. And I think that has contributed to the confusion in Syria, and it really escalated the problems, because Russia is very clear in its policy of supporting the incumbent President Bashar Assad in Syria, and they had a very deliberate and clear vision. And Assad is now gaining even greater ground and control over Syria. So it's now really the discussion or the plans in Syria is about what's going to happen in this post-ISIS era.
We know that the Kurdish camps on the border between Syria and Turkey currently detain 10,000 Islamic State fighters. So what will happen to those fighters with the absence of the U.S. troops?
It appears that Turkish President Erdogan made a promise to Trump that he will deal with those fighters. The Turkish president's his argument is that they're going to go in and establish a no-fly zone, but they're also talking about settlements, building up new settlements and moving some of the refugees, Syrian refugees in Turkey, into these settlements. So there is a big plan from Turkey's part, which includes the demographic change in that region, and that's something to think about.
Is it likely that there will be a war?
It really depends on the Kurdish democratic forces, if they respond to the Turkish presence or not. I personally foresee that they would be cautious, but if they feel that Turkey is encroaching too much, we could see a kind of a guerrilla warfare.
According to senior lecturer at Macquarie University, Adam Lockyer, war is inevitable because it has never really stopped.
There's still sporadic skirmishes in Syria, so it's not as though the defeat of ISIS meant that the war was finished. The Syrian civil war is still going, but this could see a new escalation.
Also, we know that Turkey and the US are a part of NATO. How will that affect their relationship with Russia?
Turkey and Russia have had opposing interests in Syria for some time now, although Turkey has been deepening its relationship with Russia, including buying arms from Russia over the last few years. So this has put a bit of a strain on the relationship both between Turkey and the United States, but also between Turkey and the other NATO allies. So these latest developments is going to place even greater strain on those relationships.
Senior lecturer in security studies at Macquarie University, Dr. Adam Lockyer, ending that report by Samantha Smith.